No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we're in here.
What are they talking about?
What?
Yeah, say what you say.
Take your meds, cuz.
It's the coolest podcast in the world, right? Yeah, is that okay with you?
Yeah, coolest podcast in the cold world.
How does that feel to be on the coolest podcast in the world?
Do I need these on?
You don't have to.
Oh, but... hold on. Hold on. Wait, you... Wait, I need production on.
You just really didn't know she's really big that buses. Much of a weirdo.
I mean, yeah. Wait, how do you...
Oh, now we're big busses. Yeah, I mean, you're like, wait.
What do you? What
no,
was
he's
the
hung out
then?
For a day. He knows the scene.
Yeah, I hung out. You almost beat my ass the moment I walked into the house.
You said something about my tooth. He was like, "You cute, but you don't got a tooth."
I don't
like,
even think I said the cute already. Part. I just said, "Damn, you sad?"
Nah,
you...
he like, nah, he lying. We can run that shit back. You said something about me being like attractive or whatever. Or
you cute.
Oh, you
so...
cute or something. But look at the tooth. Yeah. Okay, look at the tooth.
How the fuck can a nigga not say, "Oh, you're beautiful"? Oh, look at the. Oh shit.
Right.
Exactly. We're a pacifier.
I already knew it's right here. I already knew that the tooth was gone because I had seen
but
you
it just
lose
shocked
the tooth.
Fuck out of you.
I was just surprised. I'm like, oh, it's real life. I seen it on the internet. Now I'm here and the tooth is gone.
Oh, so he said it's real life. Like he thought y'all was bullshit when he was watching that shit. Like that wasn't real life. Look at her. Look. He thought it was bullshit.
So what am I supposed to do? Shit. Tell you what happened because you what?
Yeah, what did
he
like,
wasn't
but,
there
but
letting me know.
You got the tooth fixed at one point. What happened to that?
I still got it. I just left because I'm on my way and I'm late.
It's in your pocket. I told you, keep it in your pocket.
Wait, yo,
did that fuck you up?
Pockets. I just put this outfit on.
The no tooth is like her alter ego. You feel me? So you like, you got two different vibes.
That's not true. Look, it's missing by accident. I don't like it. I never did.
But a lot of great rappers have had missing teeth, fucked up teeth, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, but nigga, I had great teeth before this shit happened. That's what I'm saying. I didn't like that it happened. It just happened.
When you look
didn't
at
it make sense because I am a big baby.
Nah, I seen you take
it
the
all
whole
makes
bottom
sense.
Grill out one day.
For real. They played out how it's supposed to.
Bringing it together.
Nah,
at
for
this
real.
Point.
When you look in the mirror, how do you feel about having a missing tooth, though? Does it affect your feeling of self worth? Do you look at yourself
like, fuck. And then when I say fuck, it'd be like fuck. Cause it's like
the air going through it.
Yes,
but do you think it's kind of cute?
Oh, do you eat a butt through your hole or some shit like that? I hate that question.
Do you think it's kind of cute?
Or like, do you whistle when you suck dick?
I take the shit out. That'd be... Yeah.
So the tooth when you had it fixed, it's like you can take it in and out. It's like a cap.
It's a denture, my dog. What the fuck?
He geeking, dummy.
But does it affect oral sex in any way?
Man. God, take that bitch out. What do you say?
You take it out. Yeah. Because it would be awkward if you were given some sloppy top
no,
and all of a sudden you got
part,
a
the
tooth.
Awkward part is like taking it out before it happened, but you know it got to come out.
That's
I got to get it done.
You'd be like, hold on. Jack him up and then take it out. And
it's like you
gotta
use your gums.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, have you ever aspired to give a gummy? I heard that those are fire.
Oh my gosh.
What do you mean?
A gummy is when you get head from a girl who has no teeth.
Her whole bottom grill comes out. Like literally the whole bottom
grill. I don't like girls.
Grill.
Girls like
I'm crying. That's
so she
weird.
Knows what's going on.
Have
she
you
just
experienced
didn't...
this, D-Loke the Fourth?
Fuck
no.
No.
Gay? I mean, honestly, I could see it.
You're gay as fuck.
Would you let Young M.A. eat you out?
No, is she a nigga for real? she a nigga for real like me?
I don't know. I don't
Young
know.
Young M.A. is a nigga for real.
M.M.A. Young M.M.A. That's a cool name for her.
She a nigga for real.
I don't know why. I always use her as like a sub-in for like the most attractive lesbian that I know of. But again, I'm not a lesbian. I don't really know. That's like, she's
Yo,
my
look,
idea of a hot
Young
lesbian.
Young M.M.A. is like, Ma, that girl.
Young Ma.
Young Ma.
But why is it Young Ma, though?
She That's Ma
a
nigga for
real. I don't think she's a mother. Isn't that kind of
right.
weird?
Yeah, but the bitches might be moaning, Ma. I don't know.
Right.
Ma, I
you gotta
don't know.
Give us a better example than that. You sound bullshit.
Yeah, you're never gonna work at our phone sex line.
Ever.
You're never gonna work at the schoolyard phone sex line.
I feel like I got a baby voice.
You have a baby voice.
Yeah,
and you have a pacifier, so you really have the whole baby. Like, my baby, she kind of talks like a baby. She's got a pacifier.
You ever seen her throw a temper tantrum?
I feel like most of the time that I've been around her has been a temper tantrum of sorts. Yeah, you.
You ain't seen the half.
You're sulky.
It's not that. I freak out.
You freak out.
That's a grown way of saying a temper tantrum, sweetheart.
When you showed up at the house, How long did it take before you started, you know, kind of freaking out a little?
My nigga, you just put me with dysfunctional bitches, and then we got no phone. My nigga, I don't give a fuck. I don't relate to none of those hoes. They all sell pussy. They all white.
They all sell pussy.
Yeah, they do.
I didn't even know that. I would have cashed out for the homies.
I cashed out.
They all did that before, you feel me? They all go crazy.
What was the ticket?
What?
Yeah, how much was it?
What was the ticket of what?
The pussy that they were selling. Don't how much was it?
I don't know. You got
X for your chain.
So you're telling us that Blueface is running a prostitution ring and that you were recruited to be part of it?
No, I'm saying the bitches
These
are
bitches
hoes.
Been hoes These since before hoes. The what show. What you saying?
Okay.
You know?
So it's fair to say you were the ringleader.
I'm a nigga for real.
How do you think that you and Blueface hit it off? Like, when did it start to become obvious that you and Blueface had a special connection?
He a nigga for real. So it's like a real nigga know a real nigga.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I slept in a car before. I know he did it. So it's like, it's like one of those. It's like, I don't know. You know how you see some, like, I see a lot of people with, like, all right. I see you and me, right? All right. So I'm going to fuck with you. Woo, 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 woo. I see what you can do. I see what you can offer because I see you and me because I know who I am. Like, I feel like.
You could
if
connect,
anything,
been through the same
yeah.
shit.
Like niggas not trying to put respect on her name, but they going to when they see who she is.
I'm slept on, and niggas but it's going, okay. Yeah. You feel me?
So, it's hard to be woke,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
It is.
So you got to wake these niggas up. God. I'm not saying he's helping
on God,
wake them
and
up.
That's why what's meant for me going to happen. Like,
I
I'm
know,
not,
connection is cool.
You know, the way I'm moving, the way the people you hang with or how you're going to be. Like, you know what I mean? So if you out here just, you know, being a hoe or you out here just, you know, like out here in the street, that's not what you're gonna do. If you're not around people with money,
but do you guys
money,
look down on the hoes or is
being it's not? I don't look down on nobody. I don't look down on nobody. Oh God, I don't look down on nobody.
This
how it works.
Their vibe.
I don't
they
judge
like,
nobody.
Be like, all right, not saying, but niggas like fucking. Cause I'm a nigga for real, so.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck all that. They get into the
it's
bag.
Like they just, oh, God, they I bring the bitches. I bring the bitches.
I used to be a dancer. I know how girls need to make money.
But see, some
but,
bitches just sucking and fucking for free.
Oh,
then
God.
He's the one that nigga like get your wig. All right, cool. I get it.
I think that when I hear about what it was like to be like a big time crack dealer in the 80s, I imagine that that's probably what it's like to be an OnlyFans girl now, where you're just like a regular person 1 year. 2018, you're a regular person. 2020, you got like $5 million in the bank.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we'll see.
All right. And you put D-Lo crack in the 80s, so he knows.
That sounds about
even
right.
Really know
I
don't
know. I lost
like
it. Exactly. I didn't even download the shit.
Yeah, I don't got that shit. I hear about it. But
I thought it was hard that he put the OnlyFans with the. That's just some nigga shit, bro. Like, what?
What Blueface did?
That's some nigga shit, bro. That's some real shit. I wish I would have did this shit.
Yeah, nigga for real.
Yeah, nigga for real.
What made you want to be a part of it? How did you reach out? And, like, how did you...
I got no crib. What? Talk this shit.
Have you ever been to L.A. before?
Airbnb? What are you talking about? I got no...
Rock, had you ever been to L.A. before that?
Fuck no. Oh, yeah. I've been out here. I said... Oh.
Yeah, just got a spot out here.
No, before the Blueface Girls Club.
This shit too much. I'm trying to be cool.
Where are you from originally?
Baltimore.
Schoolyard.
Where are you from? We're from Baltimore.
Where?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
You said what?
Baltimore.
You don't know?
I knew you reminded me of Tiana Trump a little bit.
Who?
Oh my God. Okay.
Who? Who?
No.
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
You don't fuck with her?
Who?
Tiana Trump. On a whole nother level, you feel me? Tiana. She a real hoe for real.
You don't know
real,
who that is?
So
she's a very famous hoe. Are you going like that because she's famous for getting
no,
head? No,
is she from Baltimore or something? Yeah. Is that
she
why?
She is from Baltimore. She's still in the streets, too.
Tiana who?
Tiana Trump. She's
not
related to Donald
no,
Trump.
Look, she ain't Tiana Taylor.
No, different. Totally you know. different thing.
Why didn't you even say nothing like Jada oh Pinkett? God. Didn't she go to school in Baltimore somewhere? You gonna say something Tiana Trump? Who is Tiana
Is Jada,
Trump?
Jada Pinkett back. Is from Baltimore? I didn't know that.
No, she went to school, didn't she? Go to school in Baltimore? I don't know.
What's with
know?
This like, new chain? I saw your other chain get ripped off by Blueface earlier, and then he put this new one on?
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't shit!
Uh-oh.
That's what you feel me.
What
it's
was
cool
this process?
With my shit. Because my shit ain't
shit.
Everybody
gets
stripped
for that shit.
Like, but that's a
it's
real
okay.
shit.
It's okay. I'm going to, like, honestly, I'm about to make these chains into a son, like a chain for my son, you know?
Okay.
So that's
basically,
what I'm going to do. Like a bracelet. It's honestly cutting off the dead weight. It's new beginnings, you know?
Bop.
Like... Bop. It's time to have a brighter, better
yeah.
future,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, look at him.
I love that piece right there, though.
We...
What?
Just mad.
How did you guys stay? You guys hit it off at some point. You guys have remained tight. It feels like a lot of the girls are beefing. You guys are still cool.
Well, a lot of the girls don't know.
Oh, you go ahead.
It was a respect thing.
A lot of the girls, yeah, it was a respect thing. You feel me? And we've gained respect for each other. You feel me? And we're cordial. And we've, you know, we rocking. So it's like rocking.
But fuck that. I don't like none of these hoes. I don't like none of them, bro. It's like.
Yeah. These girls from the show, they don't have no guidance. They don't know what they want
to
do with their
life. I'm
trying
to make $1 billion, bro. So
they don't know
what
they're doing,
you
know?
$1 billion. Not like how a bitch would do it, but what a real nigga would do. You know what I'm talking about? So it's like
flip
the bigger
bread.
Picture. Huh?
Flip your bread, make
I just
bread,
see
flip
the bigger
it,
picture.
Keep going.
$1 billion's a lot.
Huh? Yeah, fuck $1 million.
I think Jay-Z just hit $1 billion. Kanye
That's
might
cool.
be touching $1 billion.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of girls
Kylie Jenner, though.
Watch, I'm finna touch
Kylie Jenner a boss.
What's Kylie Jenner got that you don't?
$1 billion, like
family, you know, your family.
She got rich, she got money, bro. She got, she came, like,
she
grew
Jesus?
Up in it. She
Does
grew
she
up
know?
In it, right? Who just douchey?
Do you think
she grew up in money,
found
though?
Out about that
so,
bitch like a year ago,
Kylie Jenner.
When you yeah. grow up in money, it's easier for you. We really
right,
getting out
came,
the mud.
She came from the
literally,
yeah, she came.
We
yeah,
started from
I came out
literally
the mud.
The
she
bottom.
Came out of what?
D Luck was locked up for a while, so
yeah,
that's why I fuck with D Luck. He enjoys shit like I enjoy it.
I think he's one of the main stars of the Blue Girls Club, right?
Hell
no,
hell no.
Well, he definitely
stars?
Played
women.
A big part in
These
it.
These women are.
But I feel like you were one of the unexpected surprise stars
yeah.
from the
I mean,
the
shit,
thing.
If I am, I wouldn't know. I'm just
a
regular Joe.
I feel like you played
Joe.
A big
that's,
part
that's,
in it.
But that's
you
good.
Played a big part
I mean,
in it.
It didn't mean to happen, but it happened.
Yeah,
like, you, know
you played
saying?
A big role in
but
it.
But would you like to call out D-Luck? Was he serving dick to any of the girls there?
You got to ask D-Luck.
D-Luck, can I be a honey? Well, no, we ain't going.
Hell yeah, man. Come on, kid. You be fake. You be fake. I'm going to put you in a headlock, nigga. Fuck you mean? Can you be a honey?
I don't think it would be not honest about this one. It wasn't nobody, especially. It was... I know.
Check box. Yeah. All that, nigga. All that.
Fuck no, okay?
All that.
That was against the rules.
All
are
that.
Are you going to moon the camera? What are you doing? Oh, she...
Oh, I got to sit down.
Crackhead.
I forgot where we were.
Crackhead.
I feel like we just talking at lunch for
real.
Crackhead. Let me ask you this.
She gave me the biggest headache every fucking day.
I thought you were
going to
say she gave
he's
you the
lying,
biggest headache.
I was like his team tag on dumb shit. What are you talking about?
You my little brother who I whoop his ass for no reason. Because you just do dumb shit.
Nah, bro. You be like, I see the dumb shit. Let's make this shit happen.
Now you tell me.
I mean, D-Lug's with the shenanigans for sure. Let me ask you this.
He ain't shit for real.
Coming up in Baltimore, what were your dreams and aspirations? What were you doing with yourself at the moment that you decided to come to Calabasas and join the Blueface Army?
I was trapping.
Trapping.
For real.
I was crying, dying a lot. Like
trapping, crying, and dying.
Yeah.
Did you have tissue to wipe your tears or use your shirt?
I don't know. It was lonely.
It ain't rocket science.
It was lonely.
Yeah, I got 12 siblings for real. So it's like, they all depend on me. We straight from the trenches, but it's like, it's only one can kind of see. Like, I feel like I'm the one that saw it through.
You're the golden child.
I literally took some words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And then, like, they knew, they felt it. I knew this was coming type shit. So when it happened, I'm just thanking God while it's happening. So I'm allowing everything to keep happening. You know what I'm talking about? So it's like, I don't know, bro.
I feel like I relate because I got 9
siblings. $1 billion this year.
You feel me? I don't even know all my siblings. I only know a few of them. I got 9 siblings. I don't know all of them. But what I do know is I'm that middle child that's, like, mellow. I keep everything like this in my family, you know what I mean?
I think that's the middle child's role.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Fake as fuck.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I think that's their role.
I only got one sister, so there's no middle child really. It's like young and old.
It's what, four. It's five. My mom has 5 kids, and the middle child literally he played the role of the big brother.
Yeah.
Because he did the shit. This my brother right here.
He's an additional
right.
D-Loc.
Yeah,
an additional. Is
what's he the third, the fifth?
No, he's the fifth.
D-Loc the second.
I'm the fourth. It's 5 of us.
Because as soon as you and AD sort of like locked horns, like
oh,
fucking
he know,
bulls.
He my big brother. Yeah,
he was like,
little D-Loc.
You're D-Loc related to so and so.
Yeah, that's my big brother.
If you haven't noticed, you're dealing with real niggas for real, and they real Crips for real.
I have noticed that.
Yo, when it's on camera, that shit hard. It's like what.
D-Loke almost popped my ass. He saw me slipping outside.
Hey, see, no, but look, hey. I ain't know. I pulled up to my to the homie spot. Mm-hmm. I see somebody sitting inside their car. All right, I see a nigga. I see some white boys. This can y'all go either way. Hey, where y'all from? What's up?
You didn't really seem that concerned about the white boys.
I was concerned about everybody because there's more y'all than me.
Mm.
You feel me?
That's D-Loke. How I felt when them bitches came to the crib.
What bitches?
Keep going.
Just all of them?
Yeah,
y'all so funny.
Which bitches? Just all of them? Blueface in the background. You talk too much.
Dickhead.
So, okay. Can we get the final answer for this? Since this is one question that everybody...
That's going to be difficult, so be straightforward with
her. Let's be as straightforward as possible. Everybody in the comments, so we're going to just put you on record with your answer to this. Do you and Blueface have a sexual relationship?
Nah.
Have you ever had sex with Blueface?
No.
What about in your dreams?
What? My thing is this a real question?
I mean, that's what everybody says in the
it's
comments.
It's none of your business, though, but no, yo. What is he talking about? King. Are you fucking Blueface?
What? No.
All right.
We are men. We are heterosexual men. That is not even in the ballpark. Okay, what about some sloppy top?
Oh, y'all just really see the love. That means he really loved me.
Sloppy top. Has that occurred? Cunnilingus. Nothing. So, but has there been sexual vibes? Has there ever been like a night where you guys like really were thinking about fucking or no?
I'm nasty, but not like.
He was like, sign this contract.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh, let's speak about it. First of all, fuck is you talking about? I had my shit. My apartment, my car, before I met this nigga.
Okay.
I don't go around thinking dick gonna put me on. For real. Like, if I'm fucking you, it's because I fuck with you. Because I don't fuck you because I'm fucking you. I don't know.
You had a lot of boyfriends in your life? What's that all
fuck
about?
Fuck no. I got only...
A lot of boyfriends?
Only had three boyfriends.
I don't do boyfriends.
Right.
I had
4-year relationship. I was trying to get rich with that nigga. I tried to... Didn't work out. Made a song and blew up.
What was wrong with him? He didn't have the vision?
No, it's not that, bro. His mind not strong, bro.
You feel me?
Like, when his mind wasn't sharp.
No. No, his mind was sharp. He just wasn't strong.
He's watching this right now, crying in the car.
Literally.
No, he's not. He's in a halfway house.
He's crying in a halfway house. Somebody's telling him about it right now. It's even worse. He can't even have a phone. His phone doesn't have YouTube.
Somebody's not telling him. He's seeing this shit, and he's telling people, and they like, yeah, okay.
Right.
What you smoking?
Because he's dumb shit. Yeah, he's dumb smoking? Shit. Fuck are you getting?
You don't know her.
Probably nobody in the halfway house believes that he was once dating the one and only Rock. They're not even they're not buying it. They think it's cat.
One thing about me, I'm so genuine, though. It's like, I feel like everybody take my... innocence for granted. They feel like it's fake innocence. It's like, cause I see bitches doing it though. Like, all right, I was at this little party at Trippy shit, right? I just see how like bitches would play like a role. They fake innocent, but they ain't shit for real. They hoes. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Like, I know. Yeah, you know. You went They be fake holing for her. I don't know, bro.
But okay, when you go to something like a party at Trippie Redd's house, how is the reaction now? It's like kind of weird for you. Like you're getting a bunch of attention. Probably people are like, oh, that's Rock from the Blueface thing. Yeah.
No, it's people respect me because I'm a nigga for real. I'm being so serious, bro. I'm not like they don't talk to me at like, oh yeah, they don't talk like I don't know, nigga. You carry me like I'm really a nigga for real. I fuck with it because it's a lot of bitches that come around and think like. Oh, yeah, we could be cool, but 9 times out of 10, they don't want you to be cool. They just want to fuck, you know?
Yeah,
it's just all about that. It's really, really about that.
And that doesn't concern you?
Fuck no.
You're not looking for dick right now?
Mm-hmm.
No. Last thing on your mind?
Mm-hmm. For real. Sure.
Respect. What about you?
Last thing on my mind, you feel me? I got too much work to do. You know, I've had my share of fun. You feel me? But, you know... With me, like, growing and becoming a better person.
Oh, shit.
And just being a single mom, I got to worry about everything else besides that. If it's not right for me, what is dick going to do for me? It's not paying my bills. It's not doing nothing for me. You know what I mean? So dick is what? It's a momentary thing. Like, it's not something that, okay, you fucking it. What?
Right. It's kind of gross.
It's nothing.
And I've heard they smell bad.
No, nice. I feel like people dicks. Just put. No, they literally. I feel like bitches.
I think,
I feel like bitches getting in like in that, like they get in that uncomfortable space and they just like, you know how that nigga just put that
it's
impression,
like, you can't
I'm finna
be in
do
a
what I'm finna do to you. But say if you don't want to do it, they just do it anyway, you know? Because they're in that situation.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with
getting
dick.
I see females doing that, bro. Like, I feel like they don't want to do it. They just do it because...
This is my little brother.
They scared to lose whatever they scared to lose. I don't know if you would have just tried a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Believed in yourself a little bit more. You wouldn't have did it.
Did what exactly?
Just saying,
bro, we all lost.
Yeah, I'm a little lost. Because
y'all
point.
Talking about shit, and I don't know what to talk about.
Oh my God.
There's
girl.
Just jewelry all over this table.
Like, just for real.
And weed,
like, really,
really
trying to save it, but by the time I'm done, it's going to be missing.
Put it in here.
How was it going to the Blueface house and just having infinity weed? There's just a big jar of weed
infinity
in the middle of the
weed.
House.
They endless weed?
Like 3 pounds in about 4 days.
We had
three
endless
pounds?
Weed. Like, the way he was smoking, the only thing that's different, I never rolled up fat. You feel me? That's the only cue. I smoke.
Can you skinny East Coast that? Blunts?
No, I'm talking. That's what it is, huh?
I know.
You can't roll and talk?
You know, I can't roll and talk. Fuck
you.
Right.
Can't do
it is a little
talk.
Bit hard. It's like
I
trying to eat food and talk. Like,
up.
Can't do that, you know?
I don't want to. I just like
if things don't work out with your music career, you could just be
you
a blood roller for
it's
me.
Not if.
You could be
yeah.
a,
things are going to work
it's
out, bro.
Work
I know,
out.
God. You
well,
sound stupid.
He's fucking geeking right now.
He's geeking,
huh,
bro. What is he saying?
If.
Okay,
if.
Where's your thing at? Say something else. So when,
this mic does the same thing as my mic. I just want to say.
So when the music work out, you're
right?
When
that
the
shit into
when the music works out, oh my God!
Let's
look at this.
Yes.
Interview. Stop
bro,
talking.
This is
like
every
we
day.
Talk
this
day.
Actually right. seems probably like it maybe about? Makes more sense that you would have this mic and I would have this mic. I don't know.
First video I ever did. First song I
that's
ever did hit a million views in a week.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be cocky, but
talk about that video that you and Blueface did. How that come about?
He's a nigga for real, bro.
That's been your answer to almost every question.
Like, he's a nigga for
what
real.
What does that mean to you?
Define
it's because
I get what he's trying to do, so I'm not going to question it.
Uh huh.
But if I was if I wasn't a nigga for real, I wouldn't be able to do this with him. Like, uh-huh. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know.
You were looking extra sexy in that video. I'm going to give it to you.
Ow.
You lying, I missed my tooth. My hair wasn't done. I was dragging.
I was impressed. I'm like, man, they did the hair. They got the makeup. She got the lines of rain on
hair,
rock
I
looking
I did my
bad.
Makeup, and I really right. didn't do it. I just was rushing in the car.
You did your own. They didn't have makeup on
them.
It's
the same how I got here. Wasn't
she
ready.
She be acting like she can't let nobody do her hair and makeup. She do her own shit.
Really?
This would take her so fucking long.
Not really.
Do you have, like, pasties, like, holding your shirt to your boobs right now?
Fuck no.
What's
no?
Wrong? Tell him this is real life. This
yeah, like, something.
He's
wrong.
Geeking, dummy.
It's not an imaginary world
no.
that,
so
you
we
know,
might have to do some censoring,
I'm
you're saying. Ah,
young,
I see.
Possibility.
This is real life.
These
you
ain't
know
niggas
mean?
Real life, real nipples. You got any kids? No.
She can't have kids.
I
why?
Got like, what are you saying? I'm having 12.
Fuck.
You're infertile?
Oh
tell me.
God.
Somebody
I'm
told me.
Fuck.
Somebody, D-Loke the 4th, told me that you can't have kids.
No, it's the fact that the world won't let her have the motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any right now.
I mean,
yeah,
she's young, about, you know? So she got way more to think
no,
about
I'm
than.
I'm having
12
kids like my mom had. She
that,
tried
you know?
To do it. I'm ready to do it right.
How old are you?
Oh.
12?
20? Yeah. Like shit, yeah. Forever, a big baby in my
head. The baby on
what's going on with you and Coi Leray? You guys friends or what's happening?
I knew that question was going to come up.
I was just curious. Were you guys friends for a period of time and then you fell out or?
Okay, look, dummy.
Dummy.
I'm not here to talk about bullshit. Look, I already know. I'm not already saying anything. It's nothing. Right, next question.
But okay, how did you feel when the TMZ thing with Blueface came out and everybody was speculating they might have been hanging out?
I mean, she pretty for her. I don't. I feel like
if, no, that's none of your business.
Are you gonna finish
yeah,
rolling that blunt?
It's like
before that paper gets stale.
You talking to a nigga for real, so I'm not insecure. That question could have been a question I could answer. And he think I'm gonna be like, but I'm not. I really don't give a fuck.
That's what about being in the media. You gotta get
yeah.
asked tough
this,
questions
like,
and roll
tough
with
skin.
It.
I really feel like
a lot of shit be happening.
Integrated.
Yeah.
Like it was no.
You know, I'm concerned like, for your last backward in this pack. You know they get dry when you just leave it open,
yeah,
right?
I'm like, what the fuck?
At this point, very concerned.
You're like that person with a bag of chips and you just leave it sitting there open, and all of a sudden they're dry as hell.
Literally. And they ain't gonna tell you that they've been out. So when you bite that motherfucker, it might make you mad.
D-Loke knows how to make a lot from a little. Save the last wood. Close the bag of chips. Jail shit.
Fuck
mix
y'all.
The chips in with the noodles.
Oh, but you gotta drain the water out the noodles first, so the chips don't get soggy.
Right. Then you wanna add some cheese crackers.
I wish you had that shit on last night.
What? I know I came chilling.
Cause she was talking her shit, but it just didn't make sense yet.
Right. But it you know, it's gonna make sense. I don't care. It's
like, been in jail?
No, not like that.
Not like that. What that mean? County and not prison?
I was in bookings for 24 hours once. It was horrible.
Ooh, you a nigga.
Oh,
like
my God.
That.
I was like that before.
I have never been to jail, but I've been to a holding cell.
Y'all stories.
And I was dangerous. When I was like 17 because I was out past curfew.
Yeah. Ooh, you was a criminal.
I was shitting in front of like 30 grown-ass men.
Yeah. Wow. No door, no privacy.
They were whistling at me. No, I'm just kidding. They were cool.
They probably
were. Look at white chocolate.
Look at white chocolate. You ever been locked up?
Hey, Wonder Bread.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you'd do good in there. No. You'd run that shit. You'd be the boss by the time.
I don't want to be the boss.
No?
Bro.
Not in jail. What is jail? Like, how is jail? I've never been there.
I heard it's great.
Like, I don't think, I don't think nobody want to be there. You know? I don't think nobody wants to be there.
I mean,
we're fried in the brain. Yeah.
That's why I fuck with D-Lo, because he's fresh. He's home. He's living good. But you can still feel that he's thankful that he made it out of the bad situation.
Very humble.
I tell the nigga all the time. Yeah,
nigga be in his underwear everywhere we go.
Very humble.
It's a blessing just to know that I'm doing things that some people won't never have the opportunity to do or can't do. You feel me? I appreciate every step, every breath, every minute, every all that shit on screen.
Are you lucky his underwear is on?
Literally.
His underwear is on?
Like, you feel me? Like,
when you got locked up, though, was Blueface... Blueface hadn't blown up yet when you got locked up, right? Man, so this was like, you're watching all this happen?
Probably like...
That nigga for real.
Nah, Cub probably was like 13. Oh, 14. No, it probably was like... Probably like 15 when I went to jail, probably.
Oh, shit. So you fucking were in for a long time.
Y'all caught my case 2011.
God damn.
Wow. I just came home, July, like 6 months ago.
Right.
Man, that's crazy.
How's it feel?
Some days on school, you are. Some days it'd be too much. Like a nigga went through the mall and was going shopping. I'm like, I really don't know what to do because there's so much shit. I got a little emotional.
I cry every time. I cry my chain, my bracelet, every time.
That's when you know you really appreciate that shit, though.
But you're getting to experience a lot of shit that you probably never thought you would get to experience.
Man, I was watching this shit take place in jail in the cell on TMZ. Now, nigga, a part of it. So
yes, it's like, man.
And you came out to the pandemic.
And I can't. And that shit bullshit. That shit fucking. That shit bullshit. Super bullshit.
But man, I seen D-Loke in the strip club.
Oh, I walk in the strip.
He was not turning down. Let me just tell y'all.
The bitches get to tell. They get to tell. Well, take it. Come on, D-Loke. Yeah, on me. I don't hesitate. What up? Take something off. I take it off. You take it off.
Were you there?
What?
Did they invite you to the strip club?
Oh my God, yo. Did y'all?
Man, you ain't invited. No fucking way.
Yeah, did. I remember that time. I was having fun.
No, I don't know.
The you other was, time.
I don't know which
y'all
time.
Was on that
I,
ho- nasty
I wish
time.
It wasn't never in time with your crazy ass.
Nasty time, huh?
Them was some thick bitches, though.
I came. And then I went to the yacht, though. Went to the yacht and the other joint.
Oh, the other day?
I was the yacht.
I was fucked
man,
up.
Man, I was supposed to be there, but man. Busted balls.
I don't even know how you got there.
I heard there was a girl so drunk she was like passing out and that was really funny, but I missed it on the story.
That was the after party.
Dude, that was
that's not the boat.
The boat was West. That
don't
was,
even
that
know.
Was the
I don't even know.
It was regular. It was going.
That shit was
I need to come to the next set day. I'm going to be real with you.
You invited?
I think you'd enjoy it.
Ching.
You invited?
I'll be in there soaking up some clout. Let's go.
I mean, you know, make sure you have your condoms.
He be with the niggas
for a long time.
Wait, what's the
condoms?
Yeah. Oh, is this
a mouse? I thought you said your cannon. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, we're going to do that too. Yeah, for sure. Okay. I have a question.
I might have an answer.
I actually want to get Blueface in on this one too. Can we get Blueface in this chair just for a moment so I can ask a question? Blueface, can I ask you something?
Yeah, like, can we have a lighter?
And also, we'll smoke this blunt, right?
You feel me? I won't, but... Y'all talking about I move too much because I'm
here, crackhead.
Get back over here, Rock. Blueface, talk to us about what you saw in Rock that made you want to get behind her, start a movement, support her as an artist, etc.
I just saw all the star qualities in her that I once had. I wasn't always like musically the best, but I was a star. So for sure, she's a star.
So you had to throw your weight behind her. Did you not feel that way about any of the other girls in the house? We all thought Snow was going to be the one to blow up.
Snow?
Yeah. Snow's cool. I fuck with Snow. Hell yeah.
What happened with her? She left early?
That's the next call.
Nah, she left the last day.
If you wipe her up, yes.
She left the last day.
I ain't going to hold you, but you messy for real.
Why? You don't fuck with her?
It's not that. You do the questions MK be doing. That's why we was fighting in that bitch.
Who's? Oh, shit.
I also wanted to ask you this.
I saw you were asking.
How did you feel? How did you feel seeing the video of your manager Whack 100 beating the shit out of these white guys in the parking lot?
Oh, man, he did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's another reflection of me.
Mm.
You know what time it is?
Manager and the artist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if you were there, would you have started squabbling, or would you have stayed in the SUV and let it play?
Nigga
out?
Just had an incident like that. Nigga activate. What? Nigga activate.
I'm out of here.
Oh, you see that giant thing he got around his neck?
That's called a rag.
You is not.
It's not
shit.
A rag. It's made out of fucking metal and diamonds.
Yeah, that's called a rag.
Okay. No, it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. I'm just also looking at it like, wow, that looks uncomfortable.
I couldn't believe when I was in jail, niggas on the yard telling me about it, like, hey, homie, Blueface got a chain that's like this. I just for some reason, I couldn't see a rag tied around a nigga neck as a chain.
Scrap
Crip. When I got in the house and I seen that motherfucker, cuz, I'm like, bro, cuz, you doing your shit.
Yeah.
That's some shit right there.
That's some different shit.
That's some shit.
That's some balling shit.
That's some shit.
We balling.
Real nigga shit.
Real talk. Okay.
Just smacking in them.
Got a lot of questions right here.
Well, you better get to asking.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to talk to you guys about. Okay.
At first, I was scared.
The bird.
You were very far away from the mic. What were you saying?
My bad. Oh, is that my phone?
Go back.
Oh
no. I'll go over there with you.
Jeez, I'm just so overwhelmed. There's so much going on. So, okay, what else do you have planned? You guys put out this one video. What do you have planned for further releases? Also, I'm pretty impressed by that blunt.
You are? It's not bigger. It usually be bigger.
You put bigger things in your mouth?
Damn, yo, you is petty. You messy. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Come on,
man. Hello.
No, isn't that crazy to think that, like, the biggest backwood you ever seen in your life would be, like, a really small dick?
No, that's definitely lies. They can make backwood. You can roll a backwood like.
Hey, cuz is locked out.
No, but if you just use one backwood.
Hey, how was your childhood?
My childhood?
Yeah.
It's up and down.
What? Specify.
We had some good times, some bad times. You know, it was all right.
What was the worst part?
The worst part? One time when I was in sixth grade, I ate worms.
Oh my god.
Off the ground and I don't know why.
I'm not saying it like that, dummy.
I'm just saying that's like a traumatic memory.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
he was eating worms.
No, I wasn't like hungry, so I ate worms.
So you were starving and you had to eat worms. Like you didn't have no food.
What did it taste like?
Honestly,
like
you just let it
eat.
Slither down
probably
your
like
throat?
Rain water, you know? It was just like, no. I was doing it probably for some attention, you know? You don't really know what kind of person you are. You're like,
hey,
maybe I'll eat worms.
Hey, cuz, no. Let some shit slither down his throat, cuz. He cold.
Might still be
you
in
might
there.
As well have fried them at that point.
Tapeworm.
You nasty. Oh, shit.
You guys got a tapeworm?
Hell no.
We should go halves on a tapeworm.
Wait, matter of fact, what is it? That's some shit that's in your stomach that eats that shit in your stomach?
Yeah, it's like a thing that lives in your stomach. And you'll try to eat some shit and it'll eat your food for you. So you could lose weight.
And you'll
feed
be hungry.
Me or I'll eat you.
Yeah, I think
it's like an inside vampire.
I don't fuck with that. Is that like a parasite?
Yes.
I wouldn't fuck
damn,
with
yo. My brother, like, so he got 22 years, so they put some shit in his food, whatever. Or so-called, I don't know.
They didn't put no shit in his food. Just the food that they give in jail is fucked up. The trays is dirty.
Yo.
The shit that your food is on is molded.
He went through some weird shit.
Potatoes and bread.
It was eating through his ear,
I don't
bro.
Even know if you would call that mashed potatoes. That looked like some shit that they probably poured in a big ass pot, put
how
some
do you
water
get
in
that?
And mixed up. That shit bullshit.
I don't know, bro. But that shit scared me. Can we stop talking about it? Thank you.
I have a tapeworm right now. His name's Jimmy.
Yeah.
Let me stop talking about that.
Okay, so what are you planning? What is the overall goal for your music career? Are you just sort of letting Blueface call the shots at this point, or what's your outlook?
It's like a team effort. It's like he just said, I got star qualities and shit, and he pulls the perfect strings for it to make sense, and I just trust it type shit.
Mm. It's about trusting the process,
if
really.
I don't,
you know,
I'd be like, "What the fuck is that?" Mm-hmm. Or I say some shit like, I'm not no motherfucker that be like, and Blue is not a motherfucker that's controlling. He's actually like very transparent. Like he's, bro, he's the best person to work with, honestly. Mm. So I don't think nobody would be like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they too Hollywood or something.
How often are you in the studio?
Every day.
Every day. Working on some shit.
Trying.
You let anybody write for you or is it all you?
It's all me.
Yeah?
I ask for ideas for sure. Uh-huh. Like Blue, I'll be like, Blue, what should I say? Or what do you think? Like, try it out. I'll do it. I'll do a different flow. He'll fuck with it. He be trusting me to come up with
it's
everything.
Your mind. Yeah,
yeah, like he just he say something like, all right, so it was just one time he didn't pull up.
Through the camera.
And I'm drunk as shit at the stew, just burnt. Mm-hmm. I really record at my house or like, but I never record at Cash Money Studio. Like, but it was just one time I was just fucked up, nobody's there. Like, yeah. So then I'm talking my shit to the engineer because he never get it right. So he get it right this time, I'm like, bet. So then I'm like, and I text Bill, I was like, I don't know what to say. Mm. And then I'm like, but I do that to lean on like,
you know, just a
it's
route,
just like,
right?
Yeah, it's not even that. It's like, I feel something in the air. Let me see it. Let me feel it.
Yeah, I'm feeling it out. But it's all
so that's
creativity.
Why when you hear my song, you more feel it than you fuck with it. Like it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I feel her pain.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, I'm more.
Yeah, it's definitely a
it's
vibe.
It's like that genuine
what
shit.
What is your pain? What's the root of your pain? Where does your pain come from?
Like my trials and tribulations for.
What was the worst of it? What was your childhood all about?
At first it was cool though. Like I saw my mother getting it at one point with my father. I saw my father play a role like how he played a role, but nigga wasn't shit for real. Yeah, he used to beat her up, take her to the woods, like weird.
Take it to the woods.
Yeah, dragging on my mom. My mom is like a soldier for her. Like, she one of those motherfuckers. Like me, bro. I'm literally like a representation of my mother. It's just... It go back to your mind, how strong your mind is. Uh-huh. Like, God will put you through things for you to be great in a situation. So, like, you have to learn from it. And then when you learn from it, you got that equipment. Like, you have that equipment to use when you're supposed to use it. So, it's mm-hmm. like...
He was preparing
that's, yeah,
you your whole life
that's
for
that's why
it.
I'm like, a nigga for real. So it's like, but I'm glad I am because it's like, the way our strategy is, it's just crazy. It's just all blessings, everything genuine.
But your mom gave him the boot after a while?
What?
Your mom got rid of this guy after a while? Sounds like a bad guy.
So, nah, she basically had 10 kids with him.
10?
Yeah, because my dad crazy. So he's just possessive. I don't know, she got that WAP. So, so like, but before she met my father, the first nigga died, got shot by a cop. She married a nigga. Then the second nigga raped her, whatever. Then the third nigga was my father. But she just had bad, I don't know. He was good. He had money, woo-woo. His family had money, woo-woo.
But he was beating her up.
Man, well, he was fucking her shit up. And then, it's just like, she loved so hard. She gave it to her all before it started happening. So when it started happening, she looked up. She already deep. Then when she tried to leave, nigga, I mean, he just never let us. Like, my life was always a movie.
Yeah.
I came out here and made a movie, too. Like,
that's true.
Not even with the before I met Blueface, bro. Like,
what were you doing before that?
I was going to school.
Okay.
Shit like that. I did this TV show with the J.J. Watt brothers.
What was the show all about?
Ultimate Tag. I'm an athlete.
Ultimate Tag. Oh, mm-hmm. I've seen the tag thing on TV and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I do pro league. Well, now I don't.
You're an athlete.
Yeah, I was doing pro league football.
You do pro what?
Pro league.
Oh, okay.
Pro. Don't put pro, nigga.
Okay.
And then it's just funny because he liked football.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's one of his great passions because he got
oh, so is that though. That's one thing you guys vibe up over is the love of football?
It's not that. It's like, nigga, I don't think I would have got picked if I didn't play football.
Because
I am young. I just feel like it just made sense. I don't know. Whatever. You get what I'm saying?
No, definitely. Okay. So, what? I feel like I've asked the question of like what you got planned and everything like a bunch of times. But what's next up? When are you gonna drop another video? Have you filmed videos?
Well, the conversation is, Krishan, so when are you going to finish the song so we can make a video?
Even the songs. So, well, you have a hard time actually finishing the songs?
Nigga, it's not that. It's literally, I got star qualities and that's that. Like, he found a star. We're going to make bangers. We're going to make this money. And then,
what the fuck that got to do with you not finishing?
The timing don't matter. That's what I'm serious. It's going to finish when it finishes. And I can't even let you know when it's going to finish because I don't know. I don't know the science behind music.
Right.
That nigga said, I don't know the science.
I know the science behind making money, though, you know?
You got some other hustles going on?
Huh?
You got other hustles besides music?
She a pimp.
Why is you lying?
That's what we hear.
Why is you lying?
You're pimping out all these girls.
I don't, but they do love me, though.
The BGC.
I could if I wanted.
When will, if there's a BGC like season two, will you be there?
Fuck no.
This is the thing. I don't really... The questions you asking me, I don't know answers to. So, like, that right there, I don't know.
I got the answer for you. Fuck no.
Why not?
Why not?
She would dominate the energy.
Bro, to deal with her twice? Dominate? Fuck that. To deal with that twice?
You ain't Blue. No. Did Blue tell you? Oh, wait.
Ain't nobody tell me nothing.
All right, just shut up. Leave me alone.
Fuck you.
See, he ain't shit for real. There you go. That's what I got. Get his ass about.
Yeah, I think you guys might have some potential. You guys should start a podcast together, honestly.
What, me and this nigga?
What's that?
You and D-Log, this is a podcast. Imagine you two, a little podcast.
This, like a radio, wait.
It'd be easy to set it up in the house.
Saying, like,
ask questions.
Basically, like a camera just sit there and watch us.
Like talk this.
Shit. You two sitting there having a conversation, trying to, you know, find some common ground. Smoking dope.
Okay.
Drinking lean.
Smoking a J. It's like.
Drinking Henny. I know y'all smoke. You smoke, right? I'm going to pass it to you, D-Log. I just know you don't pass it back. I'm gonna give you a little time here.
Yeah, but you calling me a crackhead or something? No. Like I get the drugs and don't come back.
Cause I already know.
Until I need more.
Every time I know you expect me to like.
It's not my fault. I'm trying to make sure I get high.
It's not my fault.
I'm trying to secure. All right,
since
my
you're a nigga
high.
For real, right. All right, you got it.
Oh my god.
This has become my little brother for real.
That's the vibe for sure. Yeah.
Dickhead.
That's
but I gotta love her.
I love it, yeah. No face tattoos, though?
Fuck no.
She don't want no tattoos at all.
I didn't even want the one I have on my ankle.
Is that the Blueface Girls Club that you got?
Look at
right now. Didn't everybody get matching tats?
That shit ashy right now, not taken care of. Keloid up.
I had to get her a brand new syringe and give her the fattest shot of that boy.
Okay. What?
And put her out.
What?
That's how she got. She was no. Got that fresh.
Wait.
That boy, right?
What are you talking about?
That boy,
I got
right?
Lost. I looked down and said something. What did you say?
When you looked down, did you see money on that ground?
Huh?
Right.
Whatever.
She just fired off a cannon-style burp right there, bro. Oh, my God. Well, today I found out that your mom has the WAP.
She do.
I mean, 10 kids.
12.
My mama
got
9.
Bro. It's 12 of us, and then we keep it all gang squad. Yeah.
I just seen my girl give birth to one kid, and that was a lot.
Did it gross you out?
No. But 12 sounds like a lot. Also, she didn't give birth to it. They cut it out of her stomach.
So she still gave birth.
She still gave birth. I didn't see the head emerge from the vagina right. Or whatever. I just sort of saw the goop and the blood and the stomach fat.
It's not always like that.
That shit was crazy, though.
Oh, you look pretty with your necklace.
You too.
That's much how I look with this bitch.
Your mom had all C-sections?
This bitch busting.
No? Yeah, nobody
bussy.
Cares, right?
Bussy.
So what? Does the little piece spin around in the center?
Yes, my boy. And pink is my favorite color, so I got a pink face.
It's like a G-Unit spinner chain.
G-Unit?
We should get one of them. Oh, my
pink
God.
Pink is my favorite color.
D-Look, I can't believe you weren't a G-Unit.
Hey, you know, that's really... I grew up off that type of shit.
Hell yeah.
I was young. I was too young to really understand...
Understand what?
Thoroughly something. What they had going on with all that G shit, but I just knew the G shit was G shit.
You're going to change it from D-Look to Spider-Look.
Mm-mm.
No?
Because I'm D-Look.
Is there something on it? Look.
On the chain?
Did I, like, get lip gloss or something on it?
No, let me go down.
It's hard for me to tell.
No, that's what it just looked like for a second.
Like, looking down, it looked like it got something on it. Like
You got to wear it for a day. It come back.
Like, look. Break it in a little bit,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, break that's that hard. Shit in,
break it in a little bit.
So,
you feel me?
If you want to hang out with a dude...
My shit was fucked up.
If you
want
to hang out with a dude,
not.
Do you have to run it by Blueface first, or...
Is there an approval process? I don't know. I don't really hang out with dudes.
You don't?
No.
Just D-Loke and Blueface?
Yeah, well, I don't really hang out with people, to be honest. Like, I just focus on my music and modeling, my son, you know? Being a mom.
Being a mom. Shh.
And if there's an event or something to go to, then it's, you know, through them.
It's more like that. It's not like,
yeah. Like, I'm not out here just hanging with people.
I'm trying to work.
I'm on another level. I can't be hanging out with people.
I'm trying to do this. You feel me?
That's real. Very real. I appreciate you.
What up, Trippy? I'm recording. I record everywhere.
You got to talk into the mic if you want us to hear you.
Put this closer to your lips.
Look at where her head is in comparison to the mic.
Put this closer to your lips.
Her head's like 4 feet long.
Because you're getting high.
It's long. Yeah, we could be done. Okay, so anybody you want to shout out? Anything we need to look out for?
Yeah, but why? Me with a YouTube. Because
no.
I'm going to go to the dentist for real, probably tomorrow. It did.
Get all your teeth removed.
No, that's dumb. I got perfect teeth without dentures. Okay. I mean, without veneers.
No, dentures. Be fine, a mob store.
Stay tuned.
Check out music.
My next music video.
More shit.
I'm dropping
soon.
In February.
Coming soon.
That's real.
And what you doing, Nene?
Working.
I'm working.
I'm moving. You feel me?
And you know what D-Loke's doing.
I'm moving.
D-Loke is in the strip club catching fades. All right. No jumper. Rock. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Wait, we doing left hand shaking? What the fuck?
I know, it's weird.
You can't do that. That's illegal.
Because I was in a blunt.
Yeah, I know. But still, left hand. All right, appreciate y'all. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.
Coolest
projects in the world. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com. If you want to support, get some merch, some shirts, some kendamas, etc.
Okay.
Appreciate y'all.
Bye.